This is KCUR 89.3. Shelley Stabe of Shawnee was one of the first women to become a telephone technician. She spent 30 years watching the world from utility poles and from inside people's houses. Now she and a fellow lineman have published a story collection, I've Got a Pole You Can Climb. Stabe shared some of her bizarre and touching stories with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf.
How aware were you at the time that the experiences you were having were a little out of the ordinary?
By the time I was 25 and was really, you know, the first few years, you just, can I do my job? And then, but I would say by the time I was 25, I began to realize that this was like a giant, awesome social experiment for me because I got to, you really see people's lives. You know, like this guy that actually had small, colorful baby snakes embalmed in his toilet seat lid. You know, like in a, I hate to say this, but it was a nice, interesting pattern. And also on the tank. And I was just like, who thinks about this? And then to do it, to execute it. I mean, it's just that, and that dude, I mean, you know, his whole house.
So how do you think that your experiences were different from your male coworkers?
Just the public response to us. You know, having someone open that door and see their face as they realize that that isn't a man standing there, and lots of different things. I had people, you know, who asked me to leave. I mean, they wanted a guy to come out. So I just, I guess I was a little surprised when, like, women would say, didn't want me to come in their house. I'm like, because I thought there was going to be this solidarity with the sisterhood, right?
And I was right, and I would so much prefer if a stranger showed up and was a woman.
Thank you. But so many people 30 years ago were just stunned, you know? I also worked on payphones for a while, which is, that's like going into every bar in Wichita and knowing it way better than you ever wanted to.
Yeah, I think you have a story about a strip club, right?
Yes. Oh, I do.
What happened in that strip club?
First of all, nobody notices you. You're a woman with a tool belt on and there's other naked women around. So you can kind of just go incognito. But I ended up having to go outside and I was up on my ladder and those two drunk guys came out. They came out in the parking lot to pee. And I was up on the ladder and one guy says to the other, and he's just, you know, he's swaying while he's peeing. And I'm watching this. They don't see me. And this guy goes, you know that waitress in there that brought us the beers? And his buddy goes, yeah. And he goes, she wants that. I'm just trying not to laugh so they can hear me. I'm like, please don't let them see me now. And they stumbled back in. But I was like, that, I mean, that guy thought he was just having, he was going to get lucky that night. And I'm like, I don't think so, but, you know, I don't think so, sir.
Well, what did you feel that you learned? There was the story about the woman with the dirt floors, and it seemed like you really learned a lot from that. Was that sort of exemplify, maybe in general, what you were learning?
Like the best, that's the first story I wrote for the book, and that's one of my favorite ones.
Can you tell about that a little bit?
The house on Minnesota, and this, I had a service order to install a line for her, and all the homes on that side of the street were condemned. So I knock on the door and it's the right house. She has no electricity, no running water. Everything in that house is absolutely immaculate. Everything in its place. And I finally look down at the floors and I realize they're dirt. And she's got area rugs spread around. And I'm like, I'm going to find a way to drill a hole in this woman's house. I don't know how, but I'm going to get this line in for her. And that's when I went across the street, her neighbor. And I mean, he was so happy to help me. We probably had, I don't know, six extension cords running across the street. And I just needed to drill one hole. She was the more, here's what I learned on that. She was so humble and so, like, genuine. And that was, that's got to be over 30, 40 years ago. And I still get chills thinking about her. You know, you don't have to have money to be proud of who you are.
That's a great lesson.
It's the best kind of story right there.
That was Shelley Stabe speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about her new book, I've Got a Pole You Can Climb.